finding someone to go out with is hard enough. Then actually having a good time on that date and getting ghosted is just, it makes you wonder, why are we even bothering to date? Well, if you've been ghosted, let us help you get answers. Alex and Sarah, welcome. Adam!
Hey!
Yay!
What's up, Adam?
Hey. Hello.
So you were ghosted by a woman named Quinn. We want to hear this story.
This time I know exactly why she's not calling me back for a second date. And even though I have told her, I've called so many times, and like I've texted her and I've let her know that like what happened was like totally fine and I don't care. I think she just might be too embarrassed to like try it again. I don't know, but I felt a genuine connection, and I don't know. I think she's awesome.
You've tried to convey all this to her that you're okay with whatever happened?
Nada.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like via text messages and phone calls. You know, not like too much, but definitely to get my point across.
And you're being all super cryptic. I can't wait to find out what happened, but I feel like she should be the one to tell us, right? If it's something that she's so embarrassed about, I hate to make her even more embarrassed.
Ah, good point. Seriously.
If it's not something that she's comfortable talking about. So let's call her and ask her, and then let's work it out. Let's just work it out.
No, I think because he doesn't even know for sure if that's why.
Yeah, that's true.
It could just be she didn't like him.
Yeah, imagine it's not. It's like, oh my gosh.
She's like, I don't care about that.
Yeah, that'd
it's
be messed
that.
Up.
It's not that. It's just that I don't like you.
Ugh.
Hello.
Hi, Quinn.
Hi.
Hi. It's Brad Booker calling with Mix 94.7. I got my friend Sarah Osborne and Alex Franco here, too.
Hey.
Oh.
How are you?
Hi.
Hey, so.
Good. How are you?
I don't know if you've ever heard our show, but we do a segment called Waiting by the Phone, and it's for people that get ghosted. You know, you go on a date, they stop calling you, and we're like, well, let us help you get some answers. So Adam knows about that, and he reached out to us because he said that he really, really likes you and had a really good time with you. And then he was kind of weird and cryptic about something he thinks might have happened on the date that you may be embarrassed.
Oh, my gosh.
So he said that he's afraid that whatever happened is the reason why you're not responding to him. And he wants you to know that there is absolutely nothing to worry about.
But we don't know what happened.
Yeah.
So two things. Number one, why are you not talking to him, if you don't mind telling us? He would like to know, too.
Because my boob popped out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not all what I was thinking.
I mean, seriously.
Not what I thought she was going to say.
Okay.
Talk to us.
Well, please, do tell this story.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. I hope my mom isn't listening. Okay, so we went to this really nice restaurant. It was brightly lit for happy hour, and he's great, but I'll tell you. So we're at this happy hour, and I was wearing a top that has no straps, and full disclosure, my boobs are a little bigger right now because I gained the COVID-15.
Okay.
The struggle is real. So,
yeah.
So I talk with my hands a lot. I can't believe I'm telling you this story right now. and somehow, as I was telling a story, my top came down and my boob fell out. I wasn't wearing a bra and my boob fell out.
Okay. That's awesome. I mean, I'm just saying, like, that's a great story. I'm all about stories. Like,
me too.
That's awesome.
Well, that's a good first date story.
Yes.
As if that weren't, like, bad enough. So as I went to try to grab my top, my hand hit the salsa, and I got salsa all over my boob.
Okay.
So there I am on this great date with Adam. Adam, you're great. And I've got salsa all over my boob in a restaurant, and I just couldn't decide if I should wipe my boob first or, like, put the top back on. So maybe it was a bit dramatic, but I just left. I just left. I'm so sorry, Adam. I just haven't had the balls to write him back. I mean, like, I am the crazy girl who ran out of a restaurant covering my salsa boobs. Like, how do you recover from that?
I love you. That's so funny.
Like, this goes without saying, it's been a hard enough couple of months, like, to get up the courage to go on a date was hard enough. Now I'm supposed to, like, somehow get over my boob covered in salsa in front of this.
Adam?
I agree with you guys. There's nothing to be. It's an awesome story.
Yeah.
There's nothing to be worried about.
I haven't told anyone. I can't believe I just told you guys.
All of
well, now we all know.
Surrounding area.
And it's awesome.
Yes, it's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. I just don't know how you recover from that. Like, how do I tell my mom about our first date?
Honey, tuck them back in and let's go. Let's move on.
Oh,
you know what
God.
I mean? Things are going to happen.
I always told
but
you
But I didn't
stress.
Even, like, say a good response. I just left. I can't believe he actually called you. I can't believe he wants to see me again. I am, like...
Yeah.
Absolutely the crazy girl here.
Why wouldn't he? I mean, the whole thing was a total accident, and it's not like you did anything wrong.
Exactly.
Well, terrible aim with the salsa, I have to say.
So are we good? Are we on for another date?
I mean, sure, but I'm wearing straps this time.
Good.
There you go.
Good call.
No chance of it happening.
Deal.